everyone. What's up? I'm Beth Ann Long, and welcome back to another episode of In the Mix with AOD, a podcast provided by the Alcohol and Other Drug Services right here at Grand Valley. How has the semester been going for you all? I know for me, it's definitely been an adjustment to get back into the swing of things after such a long break away. But it's been a lot of fun having my weekends with all my friends since the semester started up again. However, as the second semester kicks into full swing, it's important to be looking out for your friends whose substance use may start to be concerning. In this episode, we'll be discussing the physical and psychological symptoms to be looking out for, when it's time to intervene, how to prepare for this conversation, and some options of what could be said. Always remember that family and friends can play an important role in helping someone understand the impact of their substance use. First, it's important to understand what exactly the symptoms are to be on the lookout for if you believe a friend's substance use is becoming concerning. There are two types of symptoms that occur when a dependence on substances is developing, which include psychological and physical symptoms. When a person has a psychological or emotional craving for a substance, you may see certain symptoms like seeing drugs or alcohol as a solution, not the problem, taking drugs or alcohol in larger and larger amounts or over a long period of time, being preoccupied with getting drugs or drinking alcohol, stealing or selling their belongings to buy drugs or alcohol, feeling anxious, grumpy, or depressed, withdrawing from contact with friends and family, socializing with others who abuse drugs or drink excessively, having trouble with relationships, displaying mood swings, or experiencing with other problems at work and home. There will also be some prominent physical symptoms when a person's body becomes dependent on a substance, such as sleeping problems, needing more substances to feel the same effects, also known as increased tolerance, or physical withdrawal symptoms when not using their substances of choice. Now, it can be a really hard decision to make when trying to decide if you're going to approach a close friend or even family member about their substance use. It may feel as though you're crossing a line or going to cause issues within the friendship, but understand that you're acting in the best interests of someone you care about and their well-being. You may believe that someone else will step in and say something. However, it's important to not wait for someone else to step up. Not only will voicing your concerns in a caring way help the person struggling with their substance use, but it may also help others who have been impacted by their behaviors and you too. There are some steps you can take to make this difficult conversation go as smoothly as possible. First, prepare yourself for the conversation ahead. One of the most important things that friends and family members can do when they want to help someone showing signs of concerning substance use is to educate themselves on substance abuse and addiction. This can include speaking to a professional on campus or even going out into the community to find someone who can help you plan what you might say and how to say it to ensure your point is communicated correctly. The AOD office is always available to consult with you about any of your concerns. Next, make sure to gather a list of specific incidences when your friend's substance use has concerned you. This could be a variety of things such as skipping studying for an exam to drink, staying out all night to use substances multiple times a week, using alcohol or other drugs to cope with mental health concerns, or noticing that their substance use is increasingly greatly every time you go out with friends. When you're deciding when and where to have this conversation, make sure to choose an appropriate private location where you won't be interrupted. It is also best to ensure that your friend is sober during this important conversation. To increase your impact, capitalize on moments when this person may have noticed the negative consequences of their use rather than waiting long enough after the moment has passed. With these preparations in place, you're in a really good position to have a caring and thoughtful discussion laying out all of your concerns. Make sure to let your friend know how much you care about them and explain to them how you feel about their substance use. Keep the conversation focused on your observations and do not use secondhand information such as stories that other friends may have told you but you were not present to witness. Go into mentioning the negative effects that you may have seen on your friend's life after the increase in substance use, which may include alcohol-related problems, blackouts or memory loss, poor grades, missing class or work, consequences with the laws such as MIPs, or even declining relationships with friends and family. Chances are it will not be easy for your friend to admit that they have a problem with substance use, so expect denial from them initially. Whether or not your friend agrees that there is a problem, they may be unable or unwilling to act as quickly or as directly as you would like. Remember that substance use-related habits are hard to end or control. Recognize that efforts that your friend puts in, even to small attempts to limit substance use, and show them that you are remaining supportive. You can continue to have your nights out together on weekends, but encourage more non-drinking behaviors by planning activities not related to alcohol and by limiting your own drinking when you're around them. They may not even be aware of the recovery resources that are available for them on campus or even out in the community. So keeping them informed or even offering to walk with them to the alcohol and other drug services office can provide them with some much needed support. Personally, I have had to make this difficult decision to have a sit-down conversation with someone close to me about their substance use and how it was affecting their life and our friendship. It truly is a hard conversation to have, but I can assure you that it's a very important one and you're not alone with this. The alcohol and other drug services here at GVSU are here to help make this easier on you and the people you care about. It can be scary, but you're doing what is best for your friend and your friendship. Well, this has been the 9th episode of In the Mix with AOD, and I'll be back soon for more episodes with you all.